Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone. This is Linda in Buffalo, New York, and welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you've taken the time to join us. I'm just trying to get some people on. And for some reason, 507 area code, there they go. I was able to connect them. Oh, and it went off. So somebody's just on mute, so which is fine. So you can always come back. So anyways, welcome everyone and happy Saturday. It's sunny but cold, but a nice clear day that we're having here in Western New York. For those across the country, we are in New York State, but not New York City. We're closer to Niagara Falls. But, you know, I want to welcome everyone, especially this special time of the year. There's so much hustle and bustle. But would anyone like to say hello before we get started?
Hi, Linda. How are you guys
well,
doing?
Well, hi, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful. Yeah, you know.
How are you doing?
And I'm doing great. You know, we're in the Advent season, you know, just preparing preparing our hearts for Christmas. You know, it's just a special time of the year. There's, you know, the houses are decorated. Our street is so pretty. Everyone, just about everybody, has beautiful colored lights on their houses. It's just so much fun. We are those crazy people that have lights on all year. During the summer, we have red, white, and blue for both the 4th of July and the Buffalo Bills, because that's the red, white, and blue is the team colors. But of course, we've added a wonderful Christmas decorations. But all up and down our street, it's just so neat at night. And then, of course, inside the house, we have our tree up and all kinds of pretty things that you just bring out just at Christmas time. So that's always fun. But I want to welcome everyone to today's show. I do have a kind of a little special story that I came across that I want to read in a couple minutes. But now, who is at area code 507? Would you like to say hello?
It's Minnesota.
Ah, okay. Hello there. I thought that was you, but I wasn't 100% sure. But I had a little
cheat sheet. It's weird because I looked at the dashboard. It shows that I was muted, but I'm not.
And I know, and I kept trying to unmute, and it just kept jumping back to mute. So I thought, okay, well, you know, I'm trying to put the mic on, and I thought, well, maybe she just wants to be muted for a while, which is fine, but as long as you were able to unmute, so that's great. I had a couple people that hopefully remember that I should have reminded them to join us today. I had my annual cookie exchange last Sunday afternoon. And my girlfriend and I, since 1999, so this was our 24th year of having a cookie exchange, cookie and ornament exchange, when we were in the young married cup group at our church, which is funny because next spring, Ron and I celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary, so we're not young marrieds anymore. But years ago, Ruthie Schneider had a cookie exchange. And when she passed away a couple of years later, my girlfriend Linda and I said, you know, let's start that up again. And so we have been going strong for all those years. But I had also told people about the radio programs, the Blog Talk Radio programs. And so had invited people to come on. But again, it's one of those things that sometimes for somebody's first time, you kind of have to remind them. But that's always, you know, that's so I'll remind them again. But again, you know, just invite people to come on the shows Monday through Friday. You know, there's wonderful shows also. And so we can, you know, just sometimes just word of mouth is sometimes the best way of doing things. So, but one thing I wanted to talk about, we had been talking for the last couple of weeks about traditions, family traditions, but also some stresses and ways to cope with stresses around the holiday. Holidays can be very difficult. They're so, on one hand, so joyous and so wonderful, and on the other hand, there can be some real stresses that and real trying to cope with things. We have these magazines that are called Ideals from the Heart, I think is what the title is of the book. And it's funny, we have about six of them, and they're all for Christmas, and we always put them out at Christmas time. But there's one story in here that just really touched me, and it's so much what we have been talking about. So it's not long, but I'm just going to read this story. It's called The God of New Things. It isn't always easy to accept change. New friends and family members. Oh, let me just get the next person listening. I'm sorry. I just don't want to leave anybody out there, so I was going to wait a couple more minutes. So bear with me because it's taking a little time for calls to come through. Okay, so this is the short story I want to read today. It isn't always easy to accept change. New friends and family members join our circle of relationships. Things suddenly aren't the same, and we feel out of balance. We move to a different state or town, and the stores and the street signs are strange, and we feel uncomfortable. Our financial situation or health alters, and we're worried and concerned. We have to learn to do things differently, and we don't like it. Holiday seems to only to magnify these changes, and we often long for the old familiar ways. I recall the first Christmas I spent in Southern California as a young bride many years ago. I had never before spent a holiday season away from my home and family in the Pacific Northwest. Our tiny tree looked forlorn without the traditional ornaments I had lovingly hung every year. My fruitcake didn't quite taste like Mom's, the turkey wasn't as juicy as hers, and the gravy had unfamiliar lumps. But the worst was the 80-degree weather and swaying palm trees on Christmas Day. Nothing looked or tasted or even smelled like the holidays. I remember calling home, tearfully complaining, "It isn't Christmas without all the traditions we always shared." Wisely, my mother listened and then gently reminded me, "Then it's time for you to make new traditions." What great advice. 30 years and 20 moves later, I've learned the value of embracing new traditions, of welcoming change as a friend instead of resisting it as an enemy. But this approach to life is certainly not unique. In the Bible, God reveals to us that he is a God of new things, of change and movement. He longs to bring us into a new way of life, a new way of thinking about people and places, a new way of accepting the changes he sets before us. When we refuse to accept change, we refuse to grow. We miss out on wonderful opportunities. We may even miss out on relationships that could bless us in ways we can't imagine. Even a change that brings limitations can be a chance to be still, to listen to God, to allow others to bless us in new ways. Is there someone new in your family circle this Christmas? Are you living in a new place, either physically or emotionally? Are you feeling like the holiday season is just not as special because things aren't the same? Perhaps God is calling you to let him make all things new for you this year. The precious truth is that even though little in this life remains the same, the Lord emphatically reminds us in the scriptures, I am the Lord, I change not. We can embrace the new things that come our way in confidence that the God who allowed them will remain steadfast. It was his unchanging love that sent the Christ child so we might experience a new kind of hope. It was his unending grace that provided a Savior so we could enjoy a new kind of life. We serve a God of new things. This Christmas, rejoice in the newness he brings to you. I just thought that fits so well what we've been talking about the last few weeks. So I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did when I read that. It just really touched me because things don't always stay the same, but that doesn't mean that they're bad. And even if something negative happens, it's time for us maybe just to step back and let God just feel and know that God, the Holy Spirit, is there with us to give us comfort. So does anyone have
any? Thank you,
Linda. You're welcome.
Thank you, Linda, for that. Thank you for that reading. It was beautiful. And it was very appropriate for the reason for the season that we're,
yes,
that what we're doing, you know, and thank you so much for that. It's beautiful.
Well, it just fit in so well with what we had been talking about, you know, family traditions, and as we get older, you know, our friends just had their first grandchild, so they're having the joy of a new, you know, baby's first Christmas. And then we have other friends that their kids are grown and away from home, and so it's maybe the first year that they don't have kids at their house, and so things change, and we have to embrace the changes. And I like how you said, you know, treat a change as a friend, not as an enemy. And so, you know, that's something to keep in mind. But does anyone
Absolutely.
Else have any yes. thoughts
Good
on
morning.
What we've been talking?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm so glad that I made it in. And you know, you had said before you start speaking about the change. I said, you know, that's so powerful, Linda. It really is to bring to a platform where the mind can drift without, I don't know what word to use, maybe scary, to change a tradition. You know, when you, mm-hmm. I have seen people so tight on tradition, I mean, some arguments would start from it, or, you know, no one would ever hear such a thing of a change. But I think this is a beautiful time. Yes, and thank you for bringing the app of change, because change should be embraced. Even you know, atmosphere changes. We have four seasons of changing, and so I think change mm-hmm. is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that to the platform this morning.
Well, I, you know, it's funny. We've had these these ideals, this is Christmas ideals. I have no idea where we got them, but we have six of these books, and I just put them out at Christmas time. But then I started looking through them and realized I haven't read all of these stories. You know, there's just little short stories like that and poems and pictures. And it's, but sometimes, you know, God just brings something to mind that is that sometimes is right in front of you. You know, these books have been, you know, they're not new by any chance, by any, you know, anyways. But for me to pick it up and actually open up and actually read it instead of just looking through the pictures and glancing through. And sometimes something like that is right in front of us. I spent a couple hours with my mom yesterday. She's at a nursing home, and she looked gorgeous. She had her hair was done beautifully. She had a new manicure. You know, she just, you know, all dressed up. She's just enjoying the season. There's so many things that, you know, programs that go on there. And it was just so nice just to sit and chat. You know, sometimes all we need to do is just sit and chat with somebody and just, you know, you don't have to be doing something, just enjoy each other's company. Sometimes you're rushing. Go ahead.
Miss Linda, I'm so sorry, but yeah, I have to come in here on this one. And you say sit and just let me say this. You are a perfect example of what you're speaking. And it gives me chills. And a great pleasure to be on a line where you practice what you preach. I want everyone to know that the Claytons gave, by the host of Miss Linda, a cookie tradition. That she says of fine women she invited to her beautiful decorated home. And you talking about a tradition that I was never used to. I'd never been to a cookie party, Christmas tradition cookie party. It was just fabulous. I mean, we're still talking about it. If that's a tradition, I have picked up on one. The cookies are delicious. Like, it was really magical, as I believe you knew it would be. It was really magical to bring that to me and my niece. We loved it, and we love you. Thank you for letting me come in and see that.
I'm so glad that you got to share that this year. And you know, it's funny. There's people there that, because my girlfriend and I had started it. My girlfriend Linda had started, you know, how many years ago. So she has invited people that the only time I ever see them, and I can never remember their names. I'm so embarrassed. But because I only see them once a year, they're friends of hers that, you know, but it's so fun to have people that have been there for years and then brand new people. And so it just makes such a nice mix of company. And, you know, it's a great way of kicking off the holidays. You know, it's like, it's just one of those things that, you know, it just warms my heart just to, you know, just to be able to get together with some wonderful, wonderful ladies. And then the husbands, they got to go out and have roast beef sandwiches and chicken wings, I believe, is what, you know, a bunch of the husbands did. Ron got together with them. And that's so important, too, because guys need that time, you know, for a guy time and just to sit and chat with the guys. It's just one of those things, you know, we love doing things as couples, but it's also that time that you can just spend with girlfriends and guy friends. You know, it's just one of those important things to do. But I just, you know, I just love this time of year. you know, and some we've had some little light snow. You know, and actually, I think we're having a bunch of rain tomorrow. My brother was teasing. He said he wanted to be a blizzard because there's a football game and the other teams from the south, and they want. I don't think we're going to get a blizzard. We may get a rainstorm tomorrow, but you know, it's just one of those the special time of year. But you know what? Every time of year is a special time of year. You know, springtime, summer, fall, winter. It's what you make of it. So, but does anyone have any other comments about how the Advent time of year that we're preparing for Christmas? Any you know, any. Even shopping, you know, Ron and I went shopping yesterday, and we had so much fun. We didn't have a lot of time, but we were able to find things that we were looking for, and just had a great, you know, great time. But you know, so you hear all the horror stories about shopping, but we had a really fun time. So does anyone have any experiences?
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Miss Linda, Uncle Ryan, and Queen, and everyone that's on the line today. I wanted to speak about the cookie party as well. I don't know if that's what it was called, but I mean, it was cookies, raining cookies everywhere, and I really enjoyed myself because, like the Queen said, I never experienced anything like that before. You know, growing up, each of our family members, they participate in different activities, and they always bought cookies, but I never been to a party where there's multiple or a variety of cookies, and I never knew it could be so much fun, you know? And I don't know if I was being modest, but I was sitting there, and I see the beautiful women going around because we had like a little line, and we go around to different stations and get the cookies, and pick the ones, and the women were so kind, and it was like, you know, they were talking to me, and my auntie said, well, you know, you better get your cookies, and we're like, we're going to get them, but we didn't know how good they were. We were just sitting there, and we seen them, they pulled out Tupperware bowls. It's like, what's this for her? What's these Tupperware bowls? I mean, they said, listen, we already know what these cookies is about. So we sitting there, and, you know, make a long story short, it was a wonderful experience, and I would definitely do something like that again. And I thank Miss Linda for providing such a beautiful atmosphere. She had all the different little trinkets and stuff that children would love. And, you know, it's just like, you know, one thing about the holy days that I think we should all be encouraged to keep up. It's not about tradition. It's about, you know, tapping into that magic, that magical side of you, that inner you, and just continue to be a child, you know, the childlike, you know, just the innocent, beautiful, giving, and smiling child, you know, and I think that's beautiful. But Miss Linda, when I got home with them cookies, I sat down, and me and one of my sons, I said, okay, let me try these cookies. I don't know, the cookie spirit must have hit me. And I went in the Ziploc bag, and Miss Linda, me and my son went to town. I mean, we was going cookie crazy. I was like, the date with the walnuts, I think they had walnuts in it.
Yes.
Those were so good. I was being modest. I think I only got four. I should have got 10. Oh, everybody else had Tupperware.
Thank you so much. It's a family tradition of Ron's family. His mom made those cookies every year, and now his sister makes those cookies every year.
Those were delicious. They were delicious. Thank you again for allowing me to come in.
I was just going to say that those were my mother's cookies, those day nut cookies. They're just drop cookies. They're not fancy. They're not decorated. They're just wonderful fruit and nut and the flavor. And actually, she makes them, like, believe it or not, she made them a month ago, and she keeps them sealed up. And they, like, the flavor, it's like freezing spaghetti. It just gets better after you do that. And what I'd like to observe, that Linda's been doing this so many years, it's a really important part of our gift to our friends to make this time available. I'm so proud of Linda. She works so hard every year. Everybody that comes, she makes a special tree ornament. This year, she really made it special because it was a box with candy in it, and it's still hung on the tree. But she makes an individual ornament for every woman that comes. She has each one of them, everybody, to bring a gift, an ornament that they play games and stuff, and everybody ends, but everybody comes and everybody goes with a gift. And even if they didn't bring one, she always makes sure she has a couple extra ornaments wrapped up ready that that person doesn't ever feel left out. It's just how we, Victoria, thank you so much for observing. It's our way of thanking, and it does kick off. We work the week before. We work our heads off to have the house ready. A couple of years ago, I had knee surgery, and Linda had, she had cancer, and she had a surgery, saved her life. And we were both, it took us a week to set the tree up because we put a branch on, and we'd sit down. I was barely out of bed. I mean, I couldn't walk, and she was really sick. And we ended up, and also that we actually had Linda cooked her first turkey. See, the time of the year, what it teaches us is not what our things are about, what our situations are. And we want to put joy in other people's hearts. If we can accomplish that, then we know that we're doing the right thing. And we're not doing it for our glory. We're doing it for we serve our God, and we want to demonstrate that to everybody that we all have circumstances. We all have things that aren't nice in our life. But we can take these few minutes, and when we really give out, put out from ourselves or everybody else, it brings joy to our heart. Our blessing is so great and wonderful because we see what Victoria, you just shared, is just our heart just beams. Because we were able to share an experience with you that can make a difference for somebody
yes,
else.
Yes, and I just, Uncle Ryan, can I please say this before the phone hangs up? I just wanted to tell you guys how much I appreciate you going out your way to come and pick us up and stuff like that. That means a lot because now that I know those cookies taste like that, I'm walking to the next one. You ain't got to pick me up. I'm going to be here because those cookies look good. You could be like, Victoria, where you at? Oh, I'm already at the house sitting down with the ladies talking, you know, socializing, okay? So I'll be at the next one, but I just want to tell you guys how much the gratitude that we have for you. We love you. Me and my family, we all love you guys, and we thank you for your hospitality and your generosity. We love you guys, and we thank you again. Thank you.
The only problem I have is that I've gained an extra pound. there is one downside to having all these wonderful cookies around.
That's because you live with the cookies. See, we've been able to get our little piece and go. You live with the cookies.
And she just tastes all of them while
she's
making them, you know.
Yes.
Beautiful. Oh, my God.
Well,
it's
always fun. Yes. And, you know, things like that, you know, getting together with family and friends. And, you know, it's just one of those special times, you know. And it's funny because doing the decorations, it was funny. We were just talking about that Christmas that we were both, you know, both had such major operations, and we were just laughing. Even at the time, we were laughing how, you know, it took us so long to do anything because we just physically weren't in good shape, but yet, you know, it was important to us to get that tree up, and so we were laughing this year. You know, it went so much faster because, you know, but you know what? It doesn't matter, and even if we didn't have a tree up, it really wouldn't matter. I took a little nativity scene or a little nativity decoration over to my mom yesterday, and it was so intricate and so beautiful, but it was small. She could just hold it in her hand and just take a look at it. Just decorating her room, I had this little canvas of a picture of candles. But what's neat about it, it has a battery in it and a little switch, and so the candles glow and flicker. So I hung that on her wall, and she just loved it. You know, it's just one of those just little things can just, that's why I do the ornament every year. Little things that it can just, you know, brighten your day. I love making the crafts, and I love giving, you know, the things every year. And it's just one of those things that just makes me happy, that it makes other people happy. So I appreciate that. But does anyone have any... we talked about Ron and I running out and doing just a little bit of shopping yesterday. I just want to, you know, let people to take the opportunity if they want to say anything about, if they have any funny stories or challenges or anything about what they're doing for the holidays, for Christmas and even New Year's.
Linda, I have something to mention. Every year we have a celebration in our church, and we're doing it today, and it's for the mother of Jesus, Mary, and the Virgin Mary, and this particular one is done by the Spanish people, and it's called the celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And the Virgin Mary appeared in Mexico to three children. And she made an appearance, one of her appearances that she makes every so often around the world. But anyway, we're going to have a Spanish festival. And it will be the Spanish men, are going to prepare a meal for everybody, and it will be a traditional Spanish cooking, and it'll be there'll be music there and dancing if anybody wants to dance, and but it'll be it's just a tremendous celebration, and it's all done to commemorate the Virgin Mary and also Jesus and the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, it's just a great celebration that everybody can have a lot of fun at and have a meal together, a traditional Spanish meal.
Wonderful. Yes, I am making. We're having our Prime Timers group, which Ron and I keep calling the Old Fogies group. It's the senior members, it's the Old Fogies at our church, and that we're getting together at 1 o'clock today. I thought it was at 2 o'clock. I just looked it up. It's at 1 o'clock. So I just made some deviled eggs and some brownies for the contributors, a potluck, so everyone's bringing something.
You mean you made angel eggs? we renamed those things. They are good. They go fast, but we now call them angel eggs. Why would we want to give the enemy any credit?
But it's funny when, you know, potlucks always make me laugh because you have no idea what, you know, what's going to be on the menu. I just remember going to a potluck one time, and the people that were hosting said, we have hamburgers and hot dogs, so either bring a dessert or a dish to pass. So there was nine people. We had 4 different kinds of brownies and 5 different kinds of baked beans. And that was it. We had baked beans, brownies.
Wow.
Everybody brought the same thing. So it just made me laugh. It's like, well, it's a pot luck. You know, good luck on what you're going to get in the pot, I guess. So hopefully we're not going to have 10 kinds of deviled eggs and, you know, 10 kinds of brownies.
But see, you're bringing angel eggs, so yours will be different.
I think. Okay. Well, with that, I'm going to wish everyone a wonderful Saturday. Start some new traditions, calling them angel eggs instead of double eggs. But with that, and I don't want to hang up on if anyone has anything else to share.
One other thing I want to share, Linda,
sure.
Is we had on our radio show on Thursday, we had a very special guest. Mary Stanley invited this young man that is an author of children's books, and he's written over 400 children's books, but he's a special needs person. When he was a child, his family was involved in an automobile accident, and he has many years it took him to recover from that, but he's dedicated his life to writing Christmas books, and so it was very interesting to hear his story and to talk about the books that he's written. His latest book that he's written right now, he has a little girl in his family, and his latest book is entitled Daddy's Little Girl, and so I thought it was a wonderful title for a book, but all of his books are oriented towards little children, and teaching children and helping them to grow not only spiritually but also mentally and physically. So it was a great tribute.
I'll get a copy of that, Linda. Give that as a gift for our new. We call her our niece. We have nieces and nephews and grandkids and super grandkids because we have friends who have been blessing us to share their children with them. Just like Mary has shared her special kids, I call them the dynamic duo. That's Ariana the princess and Luke Skywalker. And they just bless our hearts so much. And they brought so much joy to us. And it's just fun. And part of our shopping yesterday was what we were doing in that area. We just, you know, we like to bless our friends' kids because we want them to know that we love their parents, we love what they're doing, and the examples that they set, guiding them and helping them. And kids are kids. Sometimes they're not always wonderful, sweet, nice. They got issues. But they don't know how to communicate. So they may communicate. I know I learned for Batman, one thing he loves to do is he loves to have a stick. It doesn't matter where we're at. We're going to park, but Batman will find a stick. He came to our house within minutes. What did he have? He had himself a stick. Well, this is what he liked. Well, I think he got on 4th of July, I think he got a lightsaber, some kind of thing that had a light on the end of it. And I just know it's just a joy for him. You know, we love to see kids have joy in their hearts. That's just who we are. And God's made us to be able to bless people to do that. And you know what? We got friends that they've told us we're like their grandparents. I feel old enough, but they have to say that. Some of our friends, I am old enough to be their king and grandfather. But, you know, you guys allow us to open our hearts and share. And we thank you because you give joy to us. And we're so thankful. We appreciate every single one of you that are on the call today and listening in. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you both so much.
Well, have a wonderful Saturday, and don't forget calls next week, you know, Monday through Friday. Go ahead. What was that? Okay. You know, noon Eastern time, Monday through Friday, the same number. And with that, I'm going to go finish making my angel eggs. So my deviled eggs, so that I was planning the party that we had to be there at 2. We have to be there at 1, so I better get a move on it. So with that, I'm going to say have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you definitely during the week and definitely next Saturday. So bye-bye for everyone.
Bye-bye, you guys. God bless you.
Bye-bye.